This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Defense lawyers for a Danvers teenager on trial for the murder of his math teacher have reached a critical stage in the case. The defense admits that Philip Chisholm strangled and cut the throat of a Danvers high school teacher, Colleen Ritzer, but his lawyers are trying to convince a jury that Chisholm was insane at the time and not responsible for his actions. Their key witness is a psychiatrist named Richard Dudley, and he took the stand today. WBUR's David Boeri is covering the trial and joins us now from Superior Court in Salem. Who is Richard Dudley?
Dr. Richard Dudley is an eminent psychiatrist, and he will testify, has testified already today, that Philip Chisholm suffered from mental illness, a psychosis that began when he was 10 years old, and that it rendered him unable to conform his behavior to the law.
But, David, at the same time, the defense has this prominent witness on the stand. I understand there have been setbacks for the defense.
That's right. A major setback today. The judge ruled that Dr. Dudley would not be able to testify what Philip Chisholm told him while Dudley was evaluating him. And some of what he would have said is pretty dramatic. Here's Denise Regan, the defense attorney, telling the judge what the expert witness would say that Philip Chisholm told him. And it's all about being feeling like a cartoon character in an anime film.
Philip Chisholm stating to Dr. Dudley that he was hearing a voice, that he thought he was a manga character, that the voice was saying negative things about him, directing him to do things, that when he ignored it, it gets strong. When he ignores it, it gets stronger, that he doesn't know what to believe, that he really is a ninja, that he feels helpless because he doesn't have control over the voices, that all positive feelings are gone.
The defense told the judge that, in fact, he had effectively eviscerated the testimony of this witness by his ruling. The judge said, this is hearsay and you can't enter that in.
So then, David, what did the jury hear?
When the jury came back, this is what they heard with defense attorney Denise Regan directly questioning Dr. Dudley.
Did Philip Chisholm tell you what he was experiencing?
Yes.
What did Philip Chisholm tell you?
Objection.
Sustained.
Objection.
So the first objection came from the prosecution, the second from the defense saying they're objecting to this and they're going to make it clear they're objecting. It went on. The defense expert had to say at that point what opinions he had formed. And so he made clear that he had formed an opinion that Chisholm had this psychosis from the age of 10, that his family had a history of psychosis or schizophrenia, that he'd been hearing these voices since he was 10 years old. And although he could tell right from wrong, he couldn't control his actions.
David, the prosecution has begun now. It's going to continue on Monday. Could you tell us how it's trying to counter the insanity claim that the defense is making?
Oh, yeah. They're going after the doctor really sharply. They took issue, for instance, with the doctor's diagnosis that disorganization was one sign of the psychosis. The prosecutor, Kate McDougall, went through a series of questions that what happened that day designed to show that he was very organized.
You believe that when he brought not only his school backpack, but two drawstring backpacks to school that morning, he was experiencing psychosis?
Yes, I do.
When he brought a box cutter to school that morning, he was experiencing psychosis?
Yes, I do.
When he brought gloves to school that morning, he was experiencing psychosis?
That's correct.
David, after this witness, what's left for the defense?
Defense will put one more witness on Monday, and then this is likely to be in the jurors' hands by Thursday of next week.
WBUR's David Boeri at Salem Superior Court. Thank you.
You're welcome.